Shanti. Good morning. I came back on Tuesday, but I'm seeing many of you for the first time today. And so greetings from Madhuban. Madhuban at the moment has all the seniors there. Brother Nirvay, Brother Bridgemoon, Mohini Ben from New York, she's there, and a whole host of other teachers. There was a very specific meeting for some of the main teachers, and it was going to start the day after I left, but I met some of them just before I left. And the song reflected, in essence, the whole of today's Murli. And I remember when Baba took up the subject of using everything in a worthwhile way, we tried to find the right words when we were translating, because suffer, one word, and in English there's a whole phrase, use in a worthwhile way. And we tried to see if we could find any other word that could put across that idea, but there wasn't one word. So we stuck to this, use in a worthwhile way, safal karo, and then with that, safalta. You can see that the Hindi words match up completely. And of course, safalta, success. Yes, there's a translation in one word, but it's very interesting how Baba took a whole range of muralis on this one subject, how to use everything in a worthwhile way. And today Baba's murali is about following in the Father's footsteps, but also the example of Brahma Baba is that not only did Baba use all the assets that he had to establish the Brahma Kumaris, but also right until the very end, 18th January night, Baba spoke a powerful murali that were instructions for the future, actually. And through the day, Baba had said to Ishudadi, I want to settle all my accounts. And what Baba meant by that was that there'd been a backlog of letters, and the day before Baba had answered about 30, 40 letters, and then the last day Baba answered whatever still remained, and so Baba cleared everything before flying away. With Dadi Janki, I remember when she was in her 80s and 90s, and by the time she was in 100 plus, I didn't hear anybody ask her any questions. But certainly during the 80s and 90s, so many people would say to her, Daddy, where do you get this power from? There's a very strong echo. So where do you get this power from? And Daddy's response was something that many of you know, you would have heard it. Daddy would say, I've never wasted my time, my thoughts, my breath, my money, my body in anything wasteful. I've always used all of this in a worthwhile way. So today, Baba still gives me the power to do whatever he wants to do. And of course, age 104. I don't know many people who reach 104, but even prior to that, certainly to be traveling around, then the airport people would look at her passport, their eyes would pop, literally. They would pop. This is her age, and she's still traveling. And so she travelled till January, end of January, when she was already 104. And in India, of course, they say you already stepped into 105, but it was actually 104. So how did she get that energy and continue to serve? And not only was she travelling, but she was actually giving of herself. And it was interesting that it went full circle, because one of her main places for service was Pune, and the last few days of service were also in Pune. Before she came to London, it was Madhuban, and prior to that it was Pune. So today we have not only Baba's example, but the example of all the dadis. How do I use my thoughts, my time, my breath, all my assets, everything that I have, my connections, my relationships, can I use all of that in a worthwhile way? And Baba says, in Sangam Yug, there's a very different energy at work in terms of accounting systems. You give one, and golden age, silver age, you don't give anything. You're just drawing from your capital that you've earned now. But copper age, iron age, you give one and you receive one in return. But in Sangam Yug, once it's a connection with God and give and take and exchange with God, then God doesn't want to just give you one in return. God gives you 1,000 in return. And so you give one and you receive 1,000-fold. And so Baba's explained everything about how if you give your thoughts, what happens, if you give your breath, what happens, etc., etc. So very powerful murali, and to keep all of that in mind very definitely. But the other thing that Baba's mentioned, when Baba's talking about thoughts, words and actions, Baba's saying, don't allow any of that to be wasteful. If my thoughts are wasteful, it's very precious treasures that I'm losing. If my words are wasteful, and afterwards I say, well, I didn't really mean to say that. I don't know where that came from, but it's coming from somewhere inside. It's not coming from out there. Out there, anything could be happening, and I could still maintain my own stability. But whatever is emerging is coming from within. And so to check that and change that. But Baba's also said, if you're fighting with darkness, you can feel the anger coming up inside of you. And you can. And you can catch it right there and finish it there so that it doesn't go any further. But if it's coming up and your thought is, oh, I wish I didn't have this habit, or why is this happening to me? If it's thoughts like this, it's not going to stop, because these are also negative thoughts, wasteful thoughts that I'm having. And so Baba said, you don't fight darkness, you just bring in the light. And you know that example. And the way to bring in the light is really, Baba hasn't gone into the detail of that, but Baba has said at some point in the murali, Baba's giving you signals, and now it's up to you to churn this and understand more deeply, have conversations about it, and you'll be able to understand more deeply what it is you need to do. And so just very few moments of reflection on this idea of, how do I bring in the light to remove the darkness of any of the negative thoughts and feelings that are still there and are emerging? And I'm sure that Baba has given us, and we've found our own particular way to be able to deal with these things. But just as a starter, if there are thoughts of lust, then very, very simply, the awareness of my own original stage of purity. If I switch my thoughts around to that original state of purity, that's such a beautiful experience that the darkness leaves. Anger. Baba has given so much love and so much peace. Can I switch round to that feeling of Baba's light, Baba's love, Baba's peace? And in that moment, the anger would dissolve. As I say, these are just a few thoughts. And in every Murali, Baba gives us many other thoughts that can replace all these negative thoughts that we say, well, this is natural. No, it's not natural. It's Kalyugi, it's Tamopradhan. That's not my natural state. For half a cycle, that was natural. The peace, the love, the truth. So when there's greed, can I think about the treasures, the abundance that Baba has given me? Even now, at the end of Kali Yuga, all of Baba's children are very comfortable, very happy with all facilities. And so can I think about both the external things that Baba's given me, but also all the internal spiritual treasures that Baba's given me? And probably you'll run out of fingers. Certainly it'll be more than 10. So the abundance of treasures, and what is it that I need anymore? Really, there's nothing more that I need. And so greed goes away. It dissolves. And so for any one of the negative thoughts and feelings we get, just remember what Baba has given us and reminded us of through the Muralis, and really truly the darkness leaves. And so Baba was asked a question: what is it that Brahma Baba loved? And Baba's answer is the Murali. And this is why the name of Krishna has always been associated with the flute, the Murali. Early on, when I couldn't distinguish between the deities, I knew one thing. And this would have been when I was in my teens, and I saw all these images, 1,000 different images. But I knew that if there was a bow and arrow, that was Rama. And if there was a flute, that was Krishna. And so the artists, the sculptors might have different ways that they portray these deities, but you see the flute and you know it's Krishna. The image of that has been a very strong one. And that's because Brahma Baba loved the Murali. And if I benefit from the Murali and I use the Murali in the way that Baba is sharing it with me, so that each day I study, I learn, I progress, then yes, I'll come closer to Baba, both Babas, and I'll be able to move forward in my own life. I know that there's a few other things lined up for presentations this morning. So enjoy the Murali. It's a very powerful one. Om Shanti.